Okay.
David's daily digital dollop 321. We're living on the edge today. So as I said on yesterday's dollop, I am trying to rattle through these dollops. I'm trying to catch up. I'm a week behind. I'm trying to catch up with the dollops, meaning that I'm going to have to release two technically every single day. This is the dollop for the 15th of November, but I am recording it on the 21st of November. And I also recorded the 14th of November a few minutes ago. So that's the aim. But one of the problems of doing this is I've then got to think about original ideas. I've got to think of something new to say, a story, something like that, two times a day. So that's going to be quite a bit of a challenge. So I thought we'd revisit a bit of an old feature that we did once on the dollop, and that was a way of generating ideas by using Wikipedia's random article generator feature. So basically on Wikipedia, there is a random article button, and when you press that, it picks a random article from Wikipedia's millions of entries. So the idea is that I have to press the random article button and I have to start reading it out and I have to come up with jokes and ideas based around that. I have to provide some kind of entertainment based on whatever comes up on Wikipedia. So it could be anything. Okay, I'm pressing the button now. Okay. Oh. Good start. I dropped my Braille display on the floor. I picked it up. Oh, God. It's a bit cold, this Braille display. Having cold legs, is that going to inhibit my abilities here? Right, here we go then. Okay, so the article it's linked to is Reach Back. I tried to think. Reach Back sounds like, give me a bit of a reach back, will you, love? Go on, nice roll, lovely reach back there. Put a sort of image into my head there about what a reach back might be. I dread to think. I will read on. Hopefully it's not what I'm thinking it is. It does sound a bit kind of backside related, you know, like, as I say, give us a bit of a reach back there. Oh, sick, go on. You know, I mean, we don't like smut on the dollop, so I hope it's not going to be I hope a reach back isn't going to be what I'm thinking it might be. Reach back is a psychological term coined by Eric Burney. Reach back, in Burney's lexicon, is the period of time during which an impending event begins to influence an individual's behaviour, including his level of stress. Burney, the founder of transactional analysis, coined the term in his book, What Do You Say After You Say Hello? He considered that reach back is most dramatically seen in people with phobias, whose phobia functioning may be disturbed for days ahead at the prospect of getting into a feared situation, such as a medical examination. Oh yes, you might get a bit of a reach back there. You might actually have a period of reach back before you actually go for your reach back, because no one really wants to have a medical reach back. Well, some people might, but the majority of us wouldn't. For instance, a person expecting to take a trip on a Monday starts getting irritable and worried on Friday. He may start trying to clear his overflowing inbox. I would say that if you're going for a reach back, if you're expecting a reach back, definitely clear your overflowing inbox. It's not going to be pleasant for the person giving you a reach back if your inbox is overflowing. I mean, my goodness. It's just have some respect, is all I'm saying, for the person giving you a reach back, whether that be done in a intimate, sexual, loving way, you know, relationship, or whether it be a medical examination. My advice to you is, before having a reach back, always clear your overflowing inbox. Cut short his evening relaxation, start preparing and packing for the trip, worrying about what clothes to take, and so on. Yeah, this reminds me of me. Before each dollop, you know, you probably think I just switch the recorder on and just start talking. But I psych myself up, you know, I get irritable beforehand. I always wonder what clothes I'm going to wear. That's one of the things I do. I have to start thinking about what outfit I'm going to wear for the dollop. I like to get into the zone. I don't, you know, as I say, you just think I just switch this thing on and start talking, but I really like to get into the zone. I have an array of dollop suits, dollop outfits that I wear, so that it feels right when I'm in there. You know, I have my two separate characters. There's the David Eagle character, and then there's the David's Daily Digital Dollop character. And I really need to get into that mindset. And before I start every single dollop, I always give my overflowing inbox a good clean. So I can certainly understand Bernie's idea there. Right, okay, so we're going to click another one. I'm going to press the random article button. Who knows what'll come up? Oh my goodness. Of all the things that could have been chosen, this is ridiculous. Hartlepool United FC. That is weird. I've pressed a random button. There are over 5 million results that could have come up. And the second press brings up Hartlepool United Football Club, where I come from. I come from Hartlepool. I don't come from Hartlepool United Football Club. My goodness. Maybe this proves that our thoughts actually are, you know, sending things out to the universe. I think we've proved it. We've proved it conclusively here with my experiments, because I shouldn't. I wasn't going to say this, because it's a personal thing. But, well, firstly, obviously, now we've just had the Hartlepool United Football Club has come up on the second press of the random article button, so that's obviously to do with me. And this morning, I didn't really want to talk about this on the dollop, obviously, but now I'm going to have to, because I feel as if something is happening here. My mind is somehow controlling events. But this morning, I also had a bit of a reach back. So, you know, obviously I didn't want to spill the beans, as it were. It was just something that can happen if you have a reach back and you don't clean your overflowing inbox. You can spill your beans. I mean, that's just crazy. Two things there, ladies and gentlemen. I think that'll do for today's dollop. Personally, I think we've achieved a lot there. We have conclusively proven now, beyond all reasonable doubt, our minds have the ability to control outside events. So, I mean, that's going to change the nature of everything, isn't it? I mean, this dollop is revelatory. I'm going to send this to some metaphysicists and some people high up in the science world. This dollop is now going to have to be played in lectures. You know, there's going to be a TED talk probably on this dollop. And it's going to be a little bit embarrassing for me because I've admitted about the whole reach back thing. You know, I've talked quite extensively about having a reach back. That's quite embarrassing. But, you know, I'm willing to forgo my personal ignominy for the good of science. So what a revelation. I think I need to get this dollop released, and I think I need to notify the scientific community. So there you go. Great revelations on the dollop. We've had a bit of fun, but it's sort of gone all a bit serious now, hasn't it? It's gone a bit serious. It's a paradigm-shifting dollop today. Hang on, I'll just tell you what I'll do to prove it, because there'll be some people saying, no, it's just lucky. You know, it's just a coincidence, that. So beyond all reasonable doubt, let's just press the random article button again and see what happens. Oh my God, this is unbelievable. You won't believe this. Ohio State, Route 674. Oh my God. I mean, I was having a phone conversation with a friend just an hour ago, just before doing this dollop, about the Ohio State Route 674. It's been fairness one of my go-to topics, and anyone who knows me, she says, stop talking about the Ohio State Route 674, David. I mean, just give it a rest. You know, if you have to talk about Ohio State routes, which you'd rather you didn't, but if you had to, could we not have the Ohio State Route 673 or the 675? You know, why is it always the 674? I just can't help myself. I don't know, there's just something about the Ohio State Route 674 that just, you know, it really it really gets me. You know, my idea of heaven would be for someone to give me a reach back while talking to me in a sensual manner about Ohio State Route 674. If there's anyone out there who'd like to do that, that would be, you know, I'd absolutely love that. It's very personal, this dog, isn't it? I'm letting all sorts of secrets out of the bag. But that is such a coincidence. Ohio State Route 674. It's got all the facts here. It's got all the facts. I mean, there's no point me reading the article because I know all the facts. But and it's one of the things, actually, when I started doing this dollop, because I do talk about Ohio State Route 674 quite a lot. And when I first started doing this dollop, I thought, I've got to be careful not to talk about the Ohio State Route 674 too early. I was planning on doing it later on in the dollops. I was actually planning on doing a special dollop on Ohio State Route 674 when I had a bit of time, because, you know, it's something that I would really like to put a bit of production value into, you know, like maybe even get some crowdsourcing or something like that, and do a special dollop from Ohio State Route 674. I thought maybe that would, in fact, I was thinking that would be next year's project, would just be to do maybe like a weekly thing, like a special podcast, probably like 2 hours long each or something, 2 hour long podcast every week for the next 52 weeks on Ohio State Route 674. So there's no point in reading the article, because it'll only annoy me, because they'll probably have some sort of inaccuracies in there, you know, and I'll get me annoyed, because one thing I can't stand is when people try to tell you about the Ohio State Route 674, and they just, you know, there's all sorts of apocrypha there, you know, they spout all sorts of nonsense about it, and it really annoys me. That is one of the things that really annoys me. I can't hold myself back. So I think we've now proved conclusively, beyond all reasonable doubt, the efficacy of the idea that our thoughts control things. Our mind controls matter. Our mind can influence the physical world, can influence the universe. I think we've proved that beyond all reasonable doubt. I should be sending this dollop to the science community, warts and all. I mean, I think I've got a few, I think some of those warts are probably because of people not washing their hands before administering a reach back. I might have to go and see the doctor about those. But, yeah, I'm going to send this off to the scientific community now. So we've learned a lot today, and we've hopefully had a little bit of a laugh as well, but I think primarily today's dollop has just been educational and paradigm-shifting. And sometimes that will happen. It can't all be jokes about cocks and dogging. Sometimes we will have paradigm-shifting scientific revelations as well. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow for dollop 322. Goodbye.